Shalom and welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's daf, Brachas Lamed Ches, 38a, pagination, page 75. We're starting from the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, four lines up, at the two dots. Sha'al ha'pas hu omer ha'motzi, because on bread, we recite the bracha of Hamotzi, Hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, that Hashem has brought bread from the ground. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Mahu Omer, what should the text of the bracha be? So the Tanna Kamma says the main opinion, Hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, the way we say it. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Motzi lechem in ha'aretz, you have to say, he who brought bread from the ground without the letter hey in order to get the correct translation. Amar Rava, Rava explained, b'motzi, using the word motzi without the hey, not the way we do it, kulei amar lo pligi, everybody agrees that that would work because the afik mashma, it connotes something of the past. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kael motziam mimitzrayim, a God who already took them out of Mitzrayim, from the words of Bilam many years later. And that's what we're looking for, a text that says that something already happened because the bread was already taken from the ground. Ki pligi, what do they argue about with the text that we use? Behamotzi, using it with the hay. Rabbanon Savri, the mainstream opinion says, Hamotzi de apik mashma, that Hamotzi also connotes something of the past. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, Hamotzi lechamayim mitzur hachalamish, Hashem brought water out of a rock. Rabbi Nechemya Sova, but the dissenting opinion here says, Hamotzi de mapik mashma, the word Hamotzi means he will take out, and that's inappropriate. Shenemar, Hamotzi Escha Mitacha Sivlo Mitzrayim, Hashem, in the dialogue with Moshe, the wording was, he will take you out of Mitzrayim. V'Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon respond to that problem, that it sounds like Hamotzi means the future. Hachikom Alukut Shabarichu LiYisrael, this is what Hashem was saying. Kad Mafikna Luchu, once I have taken you out, he's telling you what will be, avidnu luchu milsa, I will do something for you, d'yechad yadisu da'anahu da'afkes yaschomi mitzrayim, so that you will know that I did take you out in the past. So that again, they're learning that Hamotzi is on the past, and even if the word Hamotzi was used before the event happened, it's simply telling you that in the future, we will look back at the past as a hamotzi. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, for yidatem keni Hashem alakechem hamotzi, who took you out. Essentially, just to repeat very clearly, the statement motzi is understood to be on the past. The statement hamotzi is understood to be a machlokes, whether it's in the past, which is what we're looking for, to give thanks on something that happened in the past, or does it mean the future, in which case it's inappropriate wording. Says the Gemara a story. End of the line, five lines up. Mishtabchim le'rabbanan le'rabzeira. The rabbis praised to Rab Zeira. Esbar Rab Zavid, achuad Rab Shimon bar Rab Zavid, the Adam Gadol hu, this certain rabbi, that he's a great person, ubaki bebrachas hu, and especially his area of expertise is brachas. Amalohem, so he said to them, l'chasha yavol liyedchem, when he comes by you, heviyuhu liyadi, bring him to me. I'd like to meet him. You're praising him, especially in brachas. Good. Zimna chada, so it once happened, ikla legabe, that he came, afiku le'rifta. So he pulled out some bread, and he gave it to him. Pasach va'omar, he said the bracha motzi. He purposely worded the bracha, motzi lechem in aretz, without the hay. The text that's universal, and not the text hamotzi that would have been deciding one side or the other. Omar, so Reb Zeira said, Zehu she'omrim alav da'adam gadol hu bov ki bibrachas hu. This is the person which you praised and say he really knows brachas well. Listen to Rav Zeira's insight here. Bishloma, I understand, Iyamar Hamotzi, if he would have said Hamotzi, which is what I expected him to do, go like the majority opinion and be definitive and rule out the minority opinion and actually teach me something. Ashma inan taima, vashma inan dirchus akirabonon. He would be teaching me how to translate the word Hamotzi, that it goes on the past. And he would also be teaching me that that's the ruling and you follow the Rabbanan on the majority opinion. Ela de Omar Motzi, but this great person comes to town and I'm expecting him to teach me something. And he purposely chooses the wording which is universally agreed to mean in the past. Michael Mashmalon, he came to town, he didn't teach me anything. What's he avoiding? Says the Gemara, a totally different perspective, one that we encounter. The Yehuda Avad, you know why he did it the way he did it. Lafuki nafshi miplukta, he didn't want to walk into a machlokas, he didn't want to start a debate, he's a visitor in town, what's he getting involved? So he brilliantly picked the wording that's universal. Two very different perspectives. One perspective, why didn't you use the opportunity to take a stand? And a different perspective of, I have no reason to take a stand if I could avoid the issue and solve the problem without making waves. You find this in halacha, you find this in secular law, very, very often, two very different perspectives. In secular law, you find it that very, very often courts try to avoid making precedents, and they only deal with the limited issues that are in front of them. V'hilchasa, the Gemara, says that the halacha is, takes a position, hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, that the wording should be hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz with the hay, which was the debatable wording if it means past or future, and we're ruling that it means the past. The Kaimalam Kirabonon, we rule like the majority opinion that says it goes on the past, the Amri, the Apik Mashma, that it's in fact a way to thank for something that happened in the past. The question remains, why in fact choose Hamotzi if Motzi would have worked? You have the perspective of let's take a stand, but that's not clear that that would have forced the Gemara into this position to take a position. If you look at the top Tosfos here on Amud Beis, fascinating Tosfos quoting from the Yerushalmi. V'ilchasa hamotzi, v'af api demotzi kuli amalo pligi de'apik mashma, even though they could have said motzi, which would have worked. Over Yerushalmi mefarish taima. The Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, explains the reason. Kidei shelo la'ariv ha'osiyos, because it's preferable to do hamotzi so that you don't join or risk joining the sounds of two letters. Kigon, as it says, ha'olam, baruch atah Hashem alekenu melech ha'olam, motzi lechem in ha'aretz has risk of being slurred. The mem of ha'olam and the mem of motzi, just like we find by Shema that a person should be definitive, al levavchem, va'avadetem mehera, he should be careful. So apparently the Rishami says that that same caution that we have by Shema applies by the bracha of Hamotzi, and therefore was preferable to do ha'olam Hamotzi, so that it's not the same letter back to back. Va'af agav asks Tosfos debelechem min ha'aretz, you have two mems back to back. Tosfos says there's no choice there, because that's sourced in a pasuk in Tehillim. In other words, the text of the bracha is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. matzmiach chotzer labeima ve'esav lavodas ha'odom lahotzi lechem min ha'oretz. The end of that pasuk of lechem min ha'oretz is the source for the text of this bracha. So it's being sourced in Tehillim, and therefore that's the correct text. We're not going to play with it. But if we have a choice with a hay, without a hay, we opt to throw in the hay so that it shouldn't be two mems back to back. Tosfos adds on, just for your general knowledge of the proper way to make a bracha, al kein, therefore, yesh livtzoa b'shte yodav, a person should break bread using his two hands. He should use both hands on the bread, be'eser etzbaos, using his 10 fingers, keneged yud tevos shebemikrazeh, because this pasuk, which is the source for the bracha of Hamotzi, has 10 words. And apparently that's significant, and therefore he should use 10 fingers to correlate to that. One final comment regarding the bracha of Hamotzi is one would ask why it says Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, who brings forth bread from the ground. Does Hashem really bring forth bread from the ground, or he brings forth wheat, and from that we make bread? Exactly what should the text be? So the easy answer is Hashem's plan is you should be able to make bread. So that Sof Ma'asa b'machshava techila was in the initial action, but it does get a little bit deeper. I mention in Perek Shira, the wheat, that there's an approach among the Midrashim that originally actual loaves of bread, based on the Gemara as well, actual loaves of bread grew on a tree. And that's Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, that the actual bread, when we were Zocha, before the Galus from Gan Eden, the actual bread grew on the tree, and that's exactly what came out of the ground. Yeshikoach, thanks for joining. Have a wonderful day.